Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, damn it, Blog Talk. That bullshit. Okay, people, well, y'all already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
Huh? Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Yeah.
Huh?
Julie.
Huh? Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody?
Mike.
Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh?
Woo-hoo!
Mike. Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh?
So good.
Oh, come on. I know
DJ
you can hear me.
Listen,
guess what today is? Listen, guess what today is? Listen, guess what today is?
Fire night.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo! It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo!
Uh-oh. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Uh-oh. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Oh yeah, it's going down. That is the official hump day Wednesday music going down right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. We is live in the building, live in La Casa, man. We is back up in here doing what it do. 43,013, you know what I'm saying? That's what we are, Starship Smelly Prize, 3,013, baby. We are light years ahead of everything, you know what I'm saying? Get my porn music popping here, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Okay, in the background, good theme music. Want to send a shout-out to everybody, and thank y'all for tuning in. It's been a little hiatus, you know what I'm saying? And we are back up in the building. Officially kicking it back off, you know what I'm saying? Give me y'all 30 minutes of mayhem, you know, 15 minutes of off the chain VIP hour talk, you know what I'm saying? If you tune in, make sure you tune in each and every night, you know, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio. And we do it real big each and every night, starting. Really yesterday, but yesterday was my birthday, celebrating, you know what I'm saying, February 11th, doing it real big, but that is sick, and I had a good time, you know what I'm saying, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see that day, and did what it do, in a major way, you know what I'm saying, so hey, I'm back here live, bringing it in, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be doing new things, you know, tell y'all what we do here, this is Wrecking the Game Radio, Uncut, Uncensored Radio, we got co-hosts with the Moses, we got special guests, we got herbologists, we got sexologists, man, we got dudes that got baby powder on their hand that slap the dog shit out you. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do right here. Uncut, uncensored, straight just off the chain radio. It's what we do right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. So make sure you tell a friend to check in. We do not have topics. Normally, we just get it in. I'm just playing, y'all. We are a structured radio station, but we are just completely off of the chain, off of the Richter. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, let me remind everybody once again what time it is before we get into a little bit of nutty news to kick the show off. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
Huh? Guess what day it is?
Oh,
Julie.
Shit.
Huh?
Julie.
Huh? Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody?
Mike.
Huh?
What day is it, Mike?
237-515.
Huh?
That's
Mike,
the number
Mike,
to call
Mike,
in
Mike.
Line.
What day is it, Mike?
247-237.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo!
Uh-oh. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
It's hump day.
Hump day!
I get this as a ringtone, you know what I'm saying? Hey, motherfucker, answer your phone. That's my motherfucking jam. Shit. DJ smells so motherfucking good. Just to give y'all a heads up, too, when you call in to the call-in number 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying? Press the number one button to hail the captain, you know what I'm saying? And I will get the hail. It will sound something like this, you know? And you will hear this. And then you will be brung on board the Starship. If you do not do that, you will not be brung aboard the Starship. Smelly prize, because that's how we do. We do feature independent artists from around the world, and I mean the world. Quick, before I get into the nutty news and start us off, before we get into some other stuff into the show, want to send a shout out to Setty Baby Powder Fresh J, Mr. Goofy Bone, Miss Computer Lady, Mr. Cyanide Ed, and the co-hosts with the most ass, Miss Heavenly Angel. It's going down real big. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for Perth, Australia out there. And, yeah, all our peoples worldwide, you know what I'm saying? We're a family, you know what I'm saying, at least on the online network. But we have met offline, you know what I'm saying, to show y'all that family ties are just, aren't just virtual, you know what I'm saying? They also, you know, are strong when you make a plan happen. And we did that live in Las Vegas. So check that out on the YouTube. All right, so check it out, people. What we do here normally, you know, at the top of the hour, I normally do like an hour show or something like that. Top of the hour, you know, we get into, every 30 minutes, we get into what's called the Nutty News. Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, so we're going to get into a couple of them. I'm going to give y'all a few minutes of these real quick, give y'all a couple of episodes so y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all can tune in, you know what I'm saying, if it's just for the nutty news, because, I mean, it's off the chain, and I mean the chain. All right, we're going to start a thing out in Pennsylvania where a man is charged in an Amish buggy drive-by shooting. Okay. Police today announced charges have been filed against a Pennsylvania man in connection with the fatal drive-by shooting of a horse pulling an Amish buggy. Timothy Antonio Diggs, 22, is facing 7 misdemeanor counts, including reckless endangerment, cruelty to animals, and firing into an occupied vehicle, according to the East Lampeter Township Police Department. The horse was pulling a buggy with 5 family members around 9 p.m. on November 24th when an unknown-type car traveling north passed the buggy. The buggy's occupants, a married couple, and their 3 young children told investigators that they heard a loud noise described as sounding like a firecracker as the vehicle passed. And, yeah. Well, I ain't got my, and I normally give awards away too, people. I don't have the awards loaded up just as yet, but we will have some awards that we hand out, you know what I'm saying, on the show for stupid motherfuckers that do stupid shit. He would get an award. If y'all seen his picture, yeah. All right, anyway, let's go over here to Mexico. Well, we got a real-life Spider-Man who climbs a 1,500-rock wall with no safety equipment. Don't all Mexicans do that to get here? my bad, Jose Cuervos out there. You know what I'm saying? Dos Equis to you. Okay, anyways. American, and he's a goddamn American. That takes back all my fucking jokes. But anyways, American rock climber Alex Honnold has an incredibly good and miraculously lucky start to 2014. He managed to climb El Sendero Luminoso, a 1,500-foot wall, without the use of any safety gear. Alex is being dubbed a real-life Spider-Man, but I wouldn't agree with that moniker because even Spider-Man spun a web and used it to swing across walls, but Alex just uses his bare hands and fingers to climb. He recently ascended a 1,500-foot limestone big wall route called El Sendero Luminoso in Mexico. While most parties generally take 2 days to complete the climb, Alex completed in just 3 hours by clinging to tiny crevices all the way up. I would stop at the occasional good foothold and shake it out, but for the most part, I kept a very steady pace, he said. That ain't nothing new. That's some cool-ass shit. I made it to the nothing new. But you made it, my friend. We're going to keep this moving, where comedy legend Sid Caesar dies at age 91. Some people are saying, who the hell is that? I don't know myself. Comedy legend Sid Caesar has died at the age of 91 after a brief illness. His former colleague Carl Reiners' assistant told the news that Caesar passed away at his home this morning. Caesar hosted Your Show of Shows with partner Imogene Coca in the early 1950s and did Caesar's Hour solo from 1954 to 57. The shows were huge hits and became breeding grounds for young comedy writers, including Reiner, Mel Brooks, Woody Allen, and Neil Simon. Okay, that was the most uninteresting story of today. So far, once again, people, if you'd like to participate in the show, you can always call in 347-237-5125. I'll give you two more. We're about to get back live. And we're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where man's lips are stapled shut during a robbery. Okay. Brings a new meaning to shut the fuck up. Three men are accused of stapling a victim's lips shut during a robbery. Tulsa World reports that 21-year-old Angel Rodriguez and 19-year-old Mario Mediano, along with another suspect, held four people at gunpoint, including a 2-year-old child, at a Tulsa apartment. The suspects reportedly bound the residents with duct tape and demanded cash and money. Police say they ended up stealing phones, wallets, tablets, and a purse. They also allegedly stapled one of the victim's lips shut with a staple gun. Oh, what the fuck? Damn. All right, and the last, I'm going to give you, let's go for a good one that's relative, relative to what's going on right now. Something for Valentine's coming up. FBI warns of online dating scams before Valentine's Day. Here's how the scam usually works. You're contacted online by someone who appears interested in you. He or she may have a profile you can read or a picture that is emailed to you. For weeks, even months, you may chat back and forth with one another, forming a connection. You may even be sent flowers or other gifts, but ultimately, it's going to happen. Your newfound friend is going to ask you for money. So you send money, but rest assured that requests won't stop there. There will be more hardships that only you can help alleviate with your financial gifts. He may also send you checks, or she may send you checks to cash, since he or she's out of the country and can't cash them themselves, or they may ask you to forward them a package. So what really happened? You were targeted by criminals, probably based on personal information you uploaded on dating or social media sites. The pictures you were sent were most likely phony, lifted from other sites, and the profiles were fake as well. carefully crafted to match your interests. And that is Nutty News coming part to you by Nutty News of the Day, for all your wild and weird and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world exists. So once again, people, that is the Nutty News. We will do that each and every day for a brief couple of articles just to let you know that, you know, even though it's crazy where you at, shit, it's a lot crazier around the world. On that note, we're going to take one quick musical break, and then we're going to come back in and talk about a couple of headlines. It is Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? All righty. This is Miss Janu.
Yeah.
Wake up.
What? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to drag, nigga, I'm no wankster. I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to drag, nigga, I'm no wankster. Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Nigga, what? Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Nigga, what? Yeah, I spit bars and tear your flesh apart. I survive through the flood, call me Noah with R. Yeah, I'm just like Jesus, I make miracles. I dare niggas tell me that I'm not lyrical. Yeah, I got that hard game of music for all my thugs. When I was rapping for the ladies, they weren't showing me love. I heard the streets talking shit, then I only rap club music. If I had a gun, I would've bust, I would've slugged. I don't have to say I suck dick to prove that I'm hot. You can tell by my swag and the way that I walk. Yeah, the girl got mad skills, I'm hood with sex appeal. You put me on the battlefield, God forgive me when I kill. What? You ain't know I'm VIP. I got the whole dry nation that'll kill about me. Yeah, I'm a storyteller, I spit a mean 16. Fake thugs, they so green, they never seen a murder scene.
Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene.
I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to track, nigga, I'm no wankster. I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to track, nigga, I'm no wankster. Don't you know that I'm seasoned? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Nigga, what? Don't you know that I'm seasoned? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Yeah, yeah. I see visions and I got a mad vocabulary. I spit words that sound out the ordinary. And to the point they wanna speak, I make you feel scary. I have you scared of the dark, call me Bloody Mary. I break up people's soul like they'll return to death. I make them do whatever I want like Simon said. Yeah, I drink a little bit, but me, I like to smoke. No, I'm not an alcoholic, but I pump until I choke. I'm a young black female on the rise. Until my other stars out there meet me in the sky. I was raised in the hood with selling dope, mean good. I used to be on 1-8 on the block off of Waters. And sometimes Fox Butch, right on Bogan Pillar. You can catch me in the studio with Sunday up another. Every time I turn around, head is putting me down. Oh, taking on my posters, I can't wait till I bubble.
Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene.
Y'all can check her out on Facebook, facebook.com, Miss Janu the Princess, you know what I'm saying, facebook.com, Janu the Princess, and yeah, check her out, man, you know what I'm saying, she's doing real big things. Just to give y'all a couple of headlines, what's been going on, we got a movie by the pop-off called As the Blunt Burns. Will be debuted April 20th, 420. As the Blunt Burns, you know what I'm saying? Good smoke movie featuring your boy, you know what I'm saying? Smells so good. DJ Party Time, we're doing it real big. We start filming March 1st, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a little short mini film, you know what I'm saying? Probably like 45 minutes, hour long. But guaranteed to be packed with some laughs, so make sure y'all come through and check us out. You know what I'm saying? Once we get it released, and, you know, pick up a copy, man. Be talking about it a lot. Also, you know what I'm saying, right here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying, February 22nd, 2014, I'll be throwing a community event and health and wellness fair. You know what I'm saying? For anybody who want to come through, check us out, 12 to 6 p.m. We got some special and got invited guests. We got some artists going to be coming out, doing their thing. You know, shout-out to Assassin. Miss John New, Third World, you know, coming through, you know what I'm saying? MB Promotions coming through, you know what I'm saying? And we got a lot of free condoms, you know, giveaway to all you nasty dick and leg openers out there. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't want to wrap it up unless it's free. So come get it from me and put it on your D. Oh, your punani. Okay. Anyways, we will have some other information we'll be giving out, you know what I'm saying, as far as how to protect yourself, STDs, and all the nasty shit you can catch from having sex, you know. And, yeah, so come through, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We got a health insurance man going to be out there. Live performances. It's a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? No, we will. Well, I don't know. Somebody might be asking what kind of condoms you giving away. You know what I'm saying? That is very important in the black community. We do not roll with lifestyle, sorry. The one-finger check will not do, you know what I'm saying, in this boulevard. Magnums and Trojans, please. Thank you. Come again. All righty. And once again, like I said, you want to be live on the show, man, it's 347-237-5125. It's your boy Cap Smells So Good in the building. All the way live, making it do what it do. And I got some music, too. But since I ain't got that long, I really won't be getting in all into the music. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is wrong with this Chinese dude? Oh, okay. Chinese rock and roller. Anyway, kick some of the headlines. You know what I'm saying? Kick out some of these headlines to you if y'all ain't heard it. You know what I'm saying? It's in the news down here. Definitely talking about the gay dude. You know what I'm saying? This is my whole thing now. I'm going to address this one time only, because I know I said this before when I did a show about gay rappers. Who in the fizzuck cares about you coming out gay? My point. Gay people ain't got superpowers. Gay people ain't got no super abilities. Gay people don't add anything to society by them being gay. I never seen a gay basketball player shoot a better shot than a straight player. I never seen a gay football player hit harder or softer than a regular football player. You know, I always just question, what is the point of people always wanting to come out hollering about I'm gay? Gay this, gay that, gay who the cares? Do your sport, but don't make an issue out of it. Only back other thought I do see it is, okay, he come out, he say I'm gay, the NFL act like they gonna reject him because if he turn around, sue the NFL or sue anybody who don't want to hire him, therefore he get on the team anyways. He was a middle round draft pick. Possibility he could have got on the team, possibility not. You know, to me, it seemed like he just used the situation. You know what I'm saying? He went on ahead and claimed that he was gay ahead of the time because he's probably a sorry-ass player. But I'm going to use it as leverage. Yeah. All that support shit is bullshit. You know, it's the NFL. You know what I'm saying? That's like the damn goddamn Boy Scouts and shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have your gays in the Boy Scouts, create a goddamn Pink Scouts or something. The Sweet Scouts. That's what I call them, the Sweet Scouts. You know what I'm saying? Create the Sweet Scouts. So the kids, you know, who don't want to learn how to build a fire and paint their fucking nails and shit can go to the Pink Scouts, the Sweet Scouts, and learn how to sell Girl Scout cookies or whatever y'all call them, transgender cookies and shit. And they're going to come with a transgender cookie and shit, you know what I'm saying? Would you like to buy some transgender cookies? Oh, man. Okay, people. Anyways, 347-237-5125. I like to throw that out there, you know, in case anybody want to call in. Chef of Madness. I love to hear your madness, too, because this is a... This is a cool world we stay in. The United States of America is just a, you know, a big ball of madness. But if you get up out of the United States, I guarantee you, you will love life. You will not be talking about, man, shit, life is hell, life is fucked up. No, it's just the propaganda that you keep getting fed, you know, visually, and you know, through your ears, you know, and through just everything. You walk outside and it's just, oh, man, you know, hearing constant, you know, fire trucks and helicopters. Now they got fucking drones over Tampa and shit. People don't want to believe me. These motherfuckers got drones already, you know what I'm saying? They got drones in, what the fuck is that, Texas? So, we got a caller that has mysteriously called in. Hold on, let me hit my, let me beam a call in real quick, y'all, hold on one quick second, let me beam this call in. Call at the sound of the beam, you will be live on Regular Game Radio. Hold on, just El Segundo, you know. You in the building in the casa up in the space shuttle. What's happening? What it do?
How you doing, Captain Snow? So good?
Oh, shit. That sound like motherfucking West Pound. This is motherfucking West Pound representing Tampa, Florida.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
What's the affiliate marketing name?
The affiliate what marketing is Walker Enterprises.
There it is, Walker Enterprises. That shit sound official, you know what I'm saying? Walker Enterprises. I'm going to do a commercial. I'm going to stand there with a bottle of Jimmy Walker, you know what I'm saying? And just be like, Walker Enterprises. Take a big ass swig. They be like, well, what is it? Is it liquor? Oh, no, it's affiliate marketing online. But you got to drink a lot to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to drink a lot. Damn it, I done dropped my motherfucking... I done spilled my damn weed. Ain't this a bitch? I don't even know where it went. Oh, there it went. All right, damn it, I done spilled my motherfucking weed. Oh, my bad. I forgot the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Well, you know, calling in on the... Yeah, this is the 30, this is the small comeback, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be back here nightly at 11 o'clock. Check out the shows, you know what I'm saying? We got some more stuff I'm going to be loading up. You know, did the beam sound loud enough? Could you hear the beam?
Yeah, it sounded like I was being beamed up by Scotty.
Oh, okay. As long as you get being beamed up in this motherfucker, I got my beam working, you know what I'm saying? But just want to ask you something, man. Guess what?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Guess what day it is? Julie. Huh? Julie. Huh? Guess what day it is? Julie.
Yeah.
Huh? Julie. Huh? Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Anybody?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody? Anybody?
Mike.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Huh? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Listen, guess what today is?
I have no idea what today is.
Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my freaking God.
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Uh-oh. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Mike. What day is it, Mike?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Oh yeah. That's my new intro for Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? It's my Wednesday intro. Appreciate that. That's my new intro, you know. That's how we kick it, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. But, yeah, man, you know, getting back on the schedule and bringing some real music, bringing some real news, bringing some real taste of the Tampa Bay flow, weed up back to the airlines. And, you know, that's what we do. So I appreciate you coming through, you know what I'm saying? And being the first on the Welcome Back Tour of Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate
you. You know
that.
What I'm saying? I want
to stop by and say hello. You did have.
Hey, that's what's up. All right, that's what's up. Mr. West Pound representing the 81 Trizzy out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nate Dog and crew. You know what I'm saying? On time, my dog, Mr. Jet Set, because I know if you was here, dog, you'll be coming through. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Speak to y'all later.
Yeah. All right, man, we out of here, people. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Be here. Be up in the square. Yeah. Peace.